You know, you seem to me like a very compassionate person. So what say you give me a break, huh?
Just shut up, will you? I'm typing.
Come on, man. It's spring. I mean, there's something in the air. The pigeons are chirping. The grass is coming back up to the sidewalk. People are in the park, throwing frisbees, laying on blankets, making out.
And you're out mugging them.
I don't have a girlfriend.
Good morning, Harris.
It is.
Problem with the appeal?
Nah, everything's going okay. It's just that, we already went through one trial, and now I gotta go through the whole thing all over again.
It's better than giving Ripner the judgment.
Look, there's no way on God's good earth I'm gonna give that sleazeball $320,000.
You have that kind of money to give?
No! That's why I'm not worried about it.
Hi, Barney.
Mail call. Sergeant Harris.
Thanks, Levitt.
Take a puff. It's springtime. It's a beautiful day, Sergeant Dietrich.
Ram it.
Sir, your mail, month-end crime statistics.
Thank you.
I think you'd be pleased to note that our precinct experienced a major surge in thefts and personal assaults over the past few weeks.
Why would I be pleased to note that?
Well, I was simply thinking in terms of job security. Everyone but me, of course.
Can I help you?
Don't you remember me, Sergeant?
How could I forget?
Jakob Boyka. The diamond dealer who was robbed. I was here just a few years back.
Oh, yes, right. did you have the beard then?
I'd like to speak with Captain Miller, please.
Hold on. Barn?
Yeah.
Mr. Berger's here again.
Yes.
Barn, excuse me. Ask him if he's got your $20.
What $20?
Oh, are you... Remember the Amish guy?
Yeah, what's that got to do with Mr. Berger?
Nothing.
Forget it. Mr. Berger?
Captain Miller.
What can we do for you?
You and your men once did me a very great service. You returned some very valuable merchandise. I want you to know that I hold you all in very high regard for that.
Just doing our job, Mr. Berger.
I didn't come here to hand out compliments. I came to find out why the police are not there when we need you.
What are you referring to?
What am I referring to? At this very moment, a fine Jewish man is lying in a hospital room, semi-private, with three cracked ribs and a broken arm, because you people failed to respond.
Barney, a maintenance guy in the steam tunnels under Houston just reported some people with guns. Barney, this could be gang activity.
Better not take any chances. Break out some weapons.
On my way.
Make sure you got some uniforms as backup. Get on the phone to Kogan and get some squad cars in the area.
What do you want from me? A medal?
Thank you.
And then, Friday night, Avram Meyer is attacked by three hoodlums right outside Gramercy Park.
Yeah, we've had quite a few incidents in that neighborhood recently.
He's our cantor. He was walking home from shul. A fine, peace-loving man. How we all love him. Never mind, he has a croak in his voice that would frighten a cow. A woman saw it all from her window. She broke her Sabbath and telephoned for help. 25 minutes later, the police are kind enough to show up.
Well, we weren't working that night.
Does anybody?
Mr. Berger, I hope you'll appreciate our problem. We have just so much manpower. There's a lot of crime out there and just so many of us.
Tell that to Mr. Meyer, who at this moment doesn't know if he's in this world or the next.
I don't know the specifics of this particular incident, but I promise you the delay will be investigated.
I hope so, Captain. I'm telling you something. The Hasidic community is not going to stand still much longer. We are tired of being the favorite target of every two-bit hooligan. We want concrete and visible action taken to finally put an end to this.
We will do everything we can.
I feel safer already.
Mr. Berger.
I understand. I hope that you do.
Okay, folks, you want to step
there
inside
here?
There
were 50 bums down there you could have arrested instead of us.
Excuse me. This is our gang. Say hello to the Nelsons, Barn. This is Bill and Wendy. This is Captain Miller.
Oh, a pleasure.
They were down in the steam tunnels, Barn, where they appear to have taken up permanent residence.
That's the safest place in the city.
They had cots, lanterns, bottled water, and what looked like a six-month supply of canned goods and dehydrated food.
You know something we don't know?
It's over.
They're survivalists.
This society is on the verge of collapse, Captain. Crime, inflation, depression, unemployment, overpopulation.
Oh, let's not forget natural disasters, Bill. Let's see, there's drought and earthquake and worldwide crop failure.
We are going to be prepared.
In preparation, they have these two 22 caliber rifles. Had a couple of pellet guns. They had an assortment of knives, bayonet, and slingshot.
I can hit a rat from 20 yards with that.
Very impressive.
And surprisingly enough, they taste a lot like chicken.
Oh.
They got permits for these weapons?
No, Barton. They say they were housewarming gifts.
Book 'em. Let me tell you something, Captain. When the crunch comes, it's only the people like us who have learned how to be self-sufficient who are going to survive. In the sewer? Well, that's only temporary. Soon as we get our funds together, we're moving out of the city.
Oh, yes, we have our eye on a lovely old National Guard armory in Maine.
Harris.
Hey, D.D.
Inspector. Isn't it nice that some of us can just sit around reading a newspaper while those vermin are running wild in the streets? You got an empty cage, you're just sitting there going begging. That's better, D.D.
Hey,
buddy.
What brings you around?
I just stopped by to see how's business. And when he got there, the cupboard was bare.
Oh, Rojo just took a mugger down at the tombs.
Did he? Splendid. Just one, huh?
Yeah.
I don't like to complain, Barney, but these measly arrest statistics come drifting across my desk, you know, and then I gotta go and announce the numbers to those bloodsuckers of the press who are just always looking for an excuse to jump all over the old inspector.
Yeah, I know.
Especially that slimy worm from the Times, huh? With his smarty pants questions. Could you give us any specifics? Could you give us some documentation? Who's Kleiner? What was my point, Barney?
I'm not certain. I think it had to do with arrest statistics.
Ah, that's it. We need more of them, Bond.
Inspector, the amount of men we've got, we're lucky to be holding our own.
I know it's tough, Barney, and I don't want to put the pressure on you, but I would like to see a little upsurge in those numbers. Otherwise, I'm just going to have to cut you out of my will. I'm just kidding, Barney. Like a cup of java?
No.
Sir, You might be interested to know there's a bunch of Hasidics gathering outside the precinct.
Oh, yeah, I passed a couple of them on my way up here. Look like the Smith brothers, right?
I think it's about 200 of them down there. They don't seem to be in a very good mood.
Well, what seems to be the problem?
There've been a lot of incidents in their neighborhood. They're complaining about lack of police protection.
I'll just go down and straighten them out.
Oh, Inspector, that really won't
be
necessary.
It's okay, Barney. I don't mind. It's part of my job, Barney.
I'll go down with you.
I can handle it, Barney.
It's just that these people are, I have different ways. They're very sensitive.
Don't worry. I can understand a situation like this has to be handled with a very delicate touch. So I'll just go down, talk to them, listen to them quietly, and deal with them on a personal one-to-one basis.
Okay, fine.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Testing. I'll hear this. 1, 2, 3. I'll hear this. This is your inspector speaking.
Okay, folks, we're gonna put you in the cage now.
You arrest a lot of couples, Sergeant?
Mostly family disputes.
We never fight.
Oh, good.
Although, sometimes Bill pretends to be a minority person and attacks me from behind just to test my reflexes. And then I pretend to kick him in the groin and gouge out his eyes with my car keys.
I like you two.
Barn, I checked the Nelsons for priors. They're clean. They evidently got their rifles from a survivalist guy over at a store over on Staten Island, and he's coming down.
Oh, precinct, Sergeant Dietrich.
What?
All right. Why, that's Kogan. There's something going on downstairs. The Hasidim were rioting. Think Luger talked to him yet?
Kogan's not picking up.
Oh, Barn, I got Manhattan South on line 2.
Oh, good.
Sir, thank you. Sir, there must be 100 of them downstairs. They got rocks and bottles. They're tearing the place apart.
Want me to call us a care?
How many uniforms you got down there?
6, including me.
Oh, great. All right, look. You tell them we need reinforcements now.
Right.
Better send a couple of ambulances, too.
Okay.
Put these two someplace safe, huh?
How about the cage?
Fine.
What's going on?
The Jews are rioting.
And you always said it was going to be the Puerto Ricans.
Look, I don't care how bad the traffic is. Just move it. Barn, the cavalry's on the way.
Okay, good. Let's go. Keep an eye on them and keep a line open to Manhattan South.
Yes, sir.
Could we have our guns, please?
Officer, I know how to handle a .38. And Wendy here is no slouch with a grenade launcher.
Oh, Bill, you're embarrassing me.
Look, folks, we're getting the situation under control, so why don't you just sit down and relax? Oh. Shalom.
Now, this is going to sting just a little bit, dear.
Good.
You okay, Lewis?
Yes, sir. Suddenly I wish I were dead.
Oh, come on. You did what you could.
Sure.
Hey, come on. You were outnumbered. Well, given the circumstances, any one of us could have ended up handcuffed to the cage.
It just happened to be you.
certainly looking forward to all the little cute remarks at my expense when this gets around.
Don't worry about it.
All right, come on, Rasputin, get in here. You okay, Houdini?
Harris!
This is Victor Cohen. Disorderly conduct, failure to disperse, and assault with a coat rack. Come on. Watch your step, huh?
Somebody broke the window.
Situation downstairs.
Wholesale destruction. A couple of paddy wagons just took the overflow down in Manhattan South.
Any serious casualties?
A couple of the cops are going to need stitches, and we had to send about 15 passes to the hospital.
Great.
Oh, you know the councilman that came over to try and calm things down?
Yeah?
He's resting comfortably.
What?
Hogan bopped him with a nightstick by mistake.
I feel better.
Quinn.
Bill.
Can I help you?
I'm Captain Miller.
Roland Kent. I own Armageddon Supply and Mini Mart over in Staten Island.
Oh, yeah.
I understand there's some sort of problem here.
They kicked us out of the tunnel, Roland.
Ah. And they put so much work into it. I mean, they bought my tripod suspended Lister bag, my portable field toilet, and the Bunker Beautiful dinette set.
Not to mention a couple of 22 caliber rifles.
That's completely legal, Captain. I have a license.
Yeah, I'm afraid the Nelsons don't.
Well, they said they did.
I thought he meant a driver's license.
Look, they may have bent the law a little, but you have to understand, one of the very keys to survival is the procurement of undocumented firearms.
Really?
I mean, look around you. Social collapse is just a step away. And then martial law, the complete suspension of civil liberties. You leave a trail of paperwork, soon you'll have the gun confiscation squad kicking in your door, violating your rights, violating your wife, leaving you defenseless.
Nice talking to you. You're gonna need some more information.
No kidding.
Hey, drink.
Victor.
Talk about touchy.
God, what happened?
I don't know, Bonnie. I went down there to talk to him, you know, so I walked out on the steps and I says, "Is Inspector Luger, NYPD, want you to know we're working on your problem. In the meantime, why don't you all go home and take a shave?" Next thing I know, I wind up as a welcome mat. Should have seen him, Barney, coming at me, swarming all over me like a plague of angry locusts. Now I know why you didn't want to get down there with me. Excuse me, Barney. I'll get tidied up a little bit. So there it is, huh?
Mr. Baker.
I understand there was a difference of opinion here today.
Call it a riot.
By who? I understand. I heard that the police overreacted.
All allegations will be investigated.
I tried to impress on you this morning the desperateness of these people.
That justifies this?
A drowning man will grab even the point of a sword.
With all due respect, Mr. Berger, you can stick that in your hat.
Got the information from Mr. Kent.
Bring it over to the confiscation squad, Sergeant?
No, they get a carbon.
Don't make the jokes.
All right, if we want you, we'll call you, Mr. Kent.
Captain, I heard what happened today. Still gonna tell me I'm crazy, that everything's hunky-dory, society isn't going down the drain?
Oh, maybe you're right, Mr. Kent. Maybe it is all coming apart. We got people of law and faith behaving like animals. Cops who can't even make a dent in crime. We got Ozzie and Harriet living in a sewer. Maybe it is all over. But I'll tell you something. Crawling into a hole with a machine gun and a year's supply of powdered eggs may be survival, but it sure as hell ain't living. And personally, if society is going, I just as soon go with it. Because I do not relish the thought of starting all over again with people like you.
Just leaves more for us.
Well, Captain, I should go back to my shop.
Good day, Mr. Bergman.
Who knows? Maybe something good will come out of all of this.
Maybe, but I seriously doubt it.
That's good. Too much hope can drive you crazy.
Well,
I'll
be heading along back downtown.
Are you okay, Inspector?
Oh, yeah, fine, Barney. Sure, I just want to splash a little water on my face, you know, rid of some of these dusty footprints. Run my bridge under the tap, rinse it out a little, Barney. I'm good as new.
Good.
Well, I gotta face the press. Try to explain away this miserable happening.
Good luck.
You want to come along with me, Barney? Huh? Help me squirm out from under some of those stupid questions?
Well, thank you.
Fine. Then I can blame it all on you.
See my baseball?
Liz, I'm fine, believe me. It wasn't that bad. You know everything always looks worse on the news. Luger was on? Did he mention me? Good. Oh, I don't know, a couple hours. I gotta clean up around here. No, I really am not in the mood for a big meal. I'll on the way home, I'll pick up some deli. Or maybe Chinese. Okay. All right, babe. Yeah.
Barney, here's a list of the injured, a rundown on property damage.
Okay.
And an estimate on my dry cleaning bill.
I'll take that under advisement.
Yeah.
Barney, I ran rest of the Hasidics downtown and finish the reports.
All right, thank you.
Been cleaning up out there?
Good.
I still can't find my ball.
I'm sorry.
I think Luger took it.